You're listening to Hey Pal, What's New with John Alex and Greg. Hey Pal, What's New is a product of Sack of Sin Entertainment. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and all other social media platforms. Hey Pal, What's New can be found on Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and all other podcast locations. Or check us out at sackofsin.com or heypalwhatsnew.com. Warning, Hey Pal, What's New contains explicit content. John Alex and Greg are a pair of vulgar Gen Xers. If you are easily offended, please stop listening and go download a nice tame podcast like
The Multiverse Fancast.
You have been warned.
See if my camera stays on this week.
Good evening. How are you today? It's Hey Pal, What's New.
It is.
I'm Greg, and that's John Alex.
Hello. There. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
Sometimes we like to do podcasts in silly voices, kind of like the.
Well, that was the podcast before the podcast.
Yes. Remember the time we decided when we were really drunk to go into a strip club and pretend we were British?
Oh, God.
Hello.
Cheerio, everybody. Can I get myself... Could you bring those prostheses over my face? And then I start talking like the freaking safari guy in the Rocky Bullwinkle. Yes, quite. Yes. Bring your boobuses over here and put your face over here and open your butthole over here. Yeah, right. Ooh, cry.
Opening the butthole.
Yeah, right, right. I want to see the star catcher. Where is it, please? Anyway, all right, I had to get that out of my system. For the last, right before we put on the mics, we were just starting to talk like stupid assholes.
There was a reason.
And then it was our regular voices. And then we did characters. It's all about characters, everybody. Yeah, but it's Sunday night at the CCC. We're back, and yeah, sorry about the late episode for the blind people, but we were a little tired this week, because we'll get into it in the What's New, but
we can get into it in the What's New, because this is the What's New.
That's right, this is the What's New. Well, we can talk about the concert. We can do like the concert review.
All right, kids. Gather around, kids. It's punk rock story time.
Oh, my God.
I was commenting online to people who are posting about other shows that they saw this weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, did Keith just ramble on for a half an hour and then play 10 minutes of songs?
Did he do a John Cougar Mellencamp to
you? Oh, my God. Boy, was it a John Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, that Keith Morris can sure spin a yarn. But let me tell you, dude, that freaking show was awesome.
Oh, it was.
I mean, the crowd was a little, I'm not used to it. It's something about Connecticut crowd, maybe that New Haven crowd. It was a mix between old bastards like ourselves,
yep,
and really young people.
Yeah.
And really out of shape, like people that look like, you ever see those inflatable clowns that you punch and they kind of flip over? There was one guy walking like this. I mean, it was great. We got to see Shagger Dave. We got to see his brother. I got to see Chris Begnum, freaking Crispy Critter.
Oh, boy.
I haven't seen him in like 20, 30 years, but, you know, it was a reunion of sorts for the Connecticut folk.
It was.
We did go see the Adolescents, Circle Jerks, and Descendants.
Yes. More like the Geriatrics.
Yeah, the Geriatrics. My take on it, do you want to give your take on it first? What did you think?
I mean, overall, I thought the show was great. I could deal with not getting my face farted in.
There were a lot of smelly people there.
Not just smelly. Dude, I swear to God, those girls shit their pants in front of us.
Somebody shit their pants.
For those of you listening, there was an instance where I was standing next to Manal, and she goes, "Did you fart?" And I go, "No."
Nah, I take pride in my shit.
"It smells like shit." And I go, "Yeah, I know." And it legit smelled like shit.
Like, not like, you know, sometimes farts, a fart and a shit is a completely different smell. It's weird.
This smelled like shit. Oof. And I point, and there's these two girls in front of us, and I jokingly go, "Maybe it's them." So hard I ran with it, making jokes. "Where's all those shit pants?"
And they didn't seem like the shit,
no,
shit type. You know, it wasn't like...
But they came around, they went into the pit, woo, 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 did whatever, did whatever, and then came back right in front of us. And within 2 minutes of being back in front of us, she looks at me, and I look at her, and I go, you smell shit? She's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, it smells like somebody shit their pants.
It was a really weird show, man. I mean, I haven't been to a packed show at a Toad's place in a long time, and I forgot that that floor is like, we used to call it in Rocky Horror, Cinemuck.
Yeah,
where like your feet stick to the floor, but then as soon as you get enough people in there sweating, it becomes like a lake.
Yep,
and you're slipping all over the place. Luckily, we did the old, you know, stand by the soundboard and press me, bro.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we were like right on the edge of the pit. I was laughing. First of all, at my age, soon to be 53, I got to take some Advil before these shows because I was hurting that next day.
Oh, me too.
That night, just even just standing there, I was just like, my feet hurt. Meanwhile, it's just like, and I think bands like that, like, it was a great lineup. Like, I love the Adolescents. They are not Adolescents anymore. No. They are old.
And you said it, you're like, like when they were 16 picking the name Adolescence, they never envisioned this.
Yeah, it was a good idea at the time. They never thought they'd be around for 40 years.
But now it's ironic.
Yeah. And yeah, the guys were definitely, they sounded great. I mean, they did Amoeba. They did freaking Kids in the Black Hole. They did all the classics. So I was like, okay, they were good. Circle Jerks, I've never seen live ever. And it was like on my, you know, bucket list. Like, I got to see this
before he dies.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fucking 68.
Yeah. And, you know, like Shag said, he was like, well, he gets a pass for all this gobbledygook because he's fucking Keith Morris. All right. He can say whatever. I'm like, yeah, but at the same time, like, do a fucking, like we talked about with John Cougar. I'm like, do a fucking Storytellers. Like, he writes. He's a smart guy. Right. They sounded great. They had the old drummer from Queens of Stone Age who was fucking a beast.
Yeah, he was.
And they all, you know, Xander Schloss looks like my fucking aunt. And then there's old freaking chemo guitar player, you know.
Greg.
Greg. But they sounded amazing. And then the Descendants are always fucking good. Always good. Although Milo and Johnny Knoxville are slowly starting to morph together. I'm like looking at Milo going like, he starts to look like Johnny Knoxville. I'm like, well, no, fuck that. Johnny Knoxville looks like Milo.
That's right.
You know, he's the OG. And I love how he's got, like, when we first saw him a couple of years ago, he had that water bottle sling that was just kind of whatever. Now it's, like, bedazzled and shit. He's, like, really getting into it. But, yeah, that was an awesome show. Didn't really like the – I would prefer to see them in the city. I don't know why. Like, city crowds – Connecticut crowds were weird.
Yeah.
The it was a lot of, like, I don't know. And that room was just too sweaty. And
I think the reason we went Toad's Place was because those tickets went on sale.
They went on first.
And they hadn't even announced the New York City shows.
Yeah. And we missed them in Boston. So we're like, fuck, we just got to get whatever we can get. And then they announced the New York City show. So we're like, all right, whatever. But what else was I going to say?
And then we went back to your house.
Yeah, we crashed at my house. What was I going to say about the... Oh, it was freaking... Manal decided to go out of Mosh retirement and, like, hurt her hip. she's like, I'm going to do it. I'm like, all right, girl, you're freaking, you know...
The false sense of security. You see all those old guys in there.
Yeah.
But then I think it was Shag who was like... He's like, yeah, but look at those guys. They got, like, the what is it? The 90... The 30-yard...
The 1,000-mile stare.
1,000-yard stare. They're like... Like, wait, am I having a good time or a heart attack?
Yeah, I mean... They looked freaking. There was a lot of old people, a lot of freaking bald spots on their head, and I mean, that's the crowd I would expect at a Descendants show or a Circle Jerk show.
I don't know where all these young kids are like all about Descendants.
Well, they're back now. You know, it's like us listening to fucking happy early birthday, thank you, dude. Yeah, mine's coming up a week from now.
Yeah, I was talking to Justin about the Newberg Toy and Collectible Fair, and I was like, I don't know. It's Greg's birthday weekend, so I don't know what his girlfriend might have planned. Sometimes they go away and...
We were planning on doing a Borgata joint, but I think the comps have run out for us.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, she was like, what the fuck, man? We haven't gone in a year. Now my comps are gone. I'm like, what were we going to do? I'm sure we'll do something. But, yeah. Yeah, the show was excellent. Came back to my house and crashed. You left like a thief in the night.
I did. I had to get up and go to work and I said to Kate, I was like, it was so weird. I was like, I got up at like, I was up at 5.
Yeah.
Because that's just my internal clock goes off. It's like, get the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, up, asleep, up, asleep, up. And then I finally like left your house at I think like 6:30.
Okay.
6:45, and did like the little mobile McDonald's order.
Oh, you
and
got it.
My breakfast, and I was like, I got to work before 7 o'clock. I was like, what the fuck? This
I mean,
is so weird.
I live really close to the school, so
5 minutes away.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, did you put the? You gave us these awesome stickers. For rectal use only.
Yeah.
But Nott wakes up and she's like, why is there a for rectal use only sticker on my Coke bottle? I'm like, I don't know. I tried to give them to my kids. I was like, you guys want some rectal use only stickers?
They're like, why would I want this then?
They're like, okay, that's disgusting.
I'm your kid. Stop it.
Yeah. But that, other than that, I mean, yeah, I did realize that, A, I am old.
Yes.
And I need to take Advil before these shows. And no more school night shows, because
no.
I was like, and I felt bad for you guys. You have to actually get up. I just have to get out of my bed and walk to the desk.
Dude, I was like a dead man walking at work, and I'm just like, everybody's like, you look like shit. And I go, yeah, I'm good.
And we didn't even drink.
Nope.
No, we're sober. We're just like,
just old.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah, the rest of the week was just surviving that. So yeah, we apologize. But now look. That's why you need to listen to these live broadcasts.
That's
that way you
right.
get it early. And, you know, we put out the audio ones just for the blind people. And, you know, and we also like to, you know, be in the know. And, yeah, so anyway, that's pretty much it. Anything else happened to you there, Swashbuckler? Anything?
No, I'll talk about the Monday mystery movie when we get to the Monday mystery movie.
Monday mystery movie. Yes. Yeah, nothing really else happened besides that. And my kids were over this weekend. We played a lot of Xbox and, you know, just dicked around. It was fun. Ate my whole diet yesterday consisted of McDonald's and fucking Popeyes.
Popeyes chicken is the shit.
Yeah, this podcast is for rectal use only. You
That's
know it.
Right. You know what else is for rectal use?
What's that? John, you got any news? What you got there, Sasquatch? Yikes.
OJ's dead. OJ's dead.
Old Arnthal J. Simpson.
Dude, Kate showed me a thing. It was like a TikTok, and it was like, if they don't do this for OJ's funeral, there's no justice. And it was the fucking Bronco.
The Bronco with the white cop and the guy. It's Pedro Guerrero driving.
Or at least in a white limo with the cops behind it.
Oh yeah, of course. you know, yeah. What's there to say about good old OJ?
He did it.
Yeah, I that. Why didn't he say that right in his deathbed? He's got cancer. I did it. Fuck you.
Maybe a video will come out in like another week where it's like, ha, if you're watching this, I'm dead.
Hello, Twitter world.
I'd like to tell you, I didn't do it. But I can't, because I did.
Yeah. Yeah, you post, what do they call that, posthumously or whatever?
Posthumous confession.
Yes.
You always I slit a throat. I fucking killed him. I took his sunglasses.
Yeah, somebody was like, oh, she'll be reunited. He'll be reunited with Nicole. I'm like, I don't think they're going to the same place.
No, I don't think so.
Burn in hell, you cocksucker. Anyway.
Burn in hell.
Yeah, but it would have been, I mean, give us some closure, OJ.
Yeah.
Really. Tell us you did it. If I did do it, I'm going to write a book about if I did do it, here's how I do it. Fucking asshole.
Well, in other news, apparently the Deadpool Wolverine popcorn bucket is going to be even more offensive.
Ooh, lube up,
and
gentlemen.
On purpose.
Yeah, we were talking about...
the Dune one.
Disney's going for broke now. They're just like, well, everybody seems to like this blood and gore and our shit, so we might as well just go in on it.
I picture them making one that's got like, you know, the front of the bucket is Deadpool's face, and his mouth is just something you could fucking people going, dude, it's too fucking small. My dick don't fit in there.
At least with the Dune one, you get those tentacles on your nuts. It's good times, but yeah. Who knows what they're going to do? But, yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah,
It's up under the Emperor's head.
Oh, he's holding up the Emperor's head. That's right.
That's right. The Dune popcorn bucket.
Unlimited power. Yeah, but, yeah, there's not much.
It's funny you say that because I find myself talking like the Emperor when I play Call of Duty. And people are just like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And I'm just like, it's like a sort of
search and destroy.
Everybody's like, what's wrong?
You will bow to me. Bow down and feel the power. stupid. Oh, there's nothing better than when you get the microphone on. I tease freaking people in Red Dead all the time. Like, oh, what's the matter, PP?
What's the matter, PP?
They're like, freaking this one guy was just, I'm walking through town on freaking Red Dead, and the guy just waves to me, and I just fucking throw dynamite at him. And I'm like, oh, what's
the matter? At least Call of Duty, you know people are trying to kill you. But I just get those people. I think I told this story before. I am not good. I tell people I'm not good. So I find a nice corner and I hide in it. And I throw like a proximity mine over there and a proximity mine over there.
Yeah.
And people get so pissed because they keep coming through and they're like, they get blown up. And you always get less than they say. You go, motherfucker, proximity mine.
What I do is in Red Dead, I climb up to the top of the buildings and I just start lobbing fucking dynamite.
And then they come back to try and get me, and I've thrown a proximity because I have the regenerative, it regenerates them.
Yeah.
So I'll just throw another one down in the same spot and they'll come to the same fucking door and get blown up again.
And
they'd be like, again? Are you fucking kidding me? And then they just in the chat afterwards, like, you're such a fucking pussy sitting in the corner. I go, yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, fuck you. I don't care. I swear to God, I'm talking fucking Xbox shit.
I don't care.
I freaking threw a dynamite on the top, and the guy, it landed perfectly right underneath. His body went flying like that, and his horse blew up. I was like, yeah!
Some of the fucking physics in these games, like in Call of Duty, when they shoot somebody with a shotgun and they literally just ragdoll up into the air, and sometimes they literally stick to the ceiling.
That, my favorite one is the fucking trumpet player at Sentient 8.
Oh, yeah.
He's just I'm like, what can I throw at him now? A fucking hatchet. He sticks right in his head.
And then you get fucking Grand Theft Auto wanted level. The whole posse's coming after you.
Oh, yeah. The fucking sheriff's department's coming at. And all you have to do is just kind of run out of area. And then it, you know, out of the red area. And then it dies down. And then you wait. You're like, okay. And you go, and you still have a bounty on you, but you still come in, fucking axe him again, run out.
Stupid
shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. We're in our 50s.
Greg becomes a side mission. Yes. Your mission today? Catch Gregory.
Yes.
Just fuck you. You'll never get me.
I'm like, how many sheriff's people can I kill in, like, one shot? Sometimes you just get bored. But anyway, yeah, what do we got in the newsroom? That was just the two things.
You were talking about before we got on air about CinemaCon.
CinemaCon was this week.
There's just so many weird announcements.
What's kind of weird is that CinemaCon, I mean, the whole purpose of it is to
suck each other's dicks and say, my movie's going to be great.
Yeah, and just to get the movie theaters hyped up about movies to get them in there. Like Deadpool and Wolverine, it's like, of course they're going to put it in every theater they can.
Oh, yeah.
But they do their Disney press. It's almost like Comic-Con at this point. But the thing that sucks about it is that they don't really release any of the footage. So, like, they did, like, the first 9 minutes of Deadpool. They did, like, the first... They showed a bunch of Captain America Brave New World. You know, Gladiator 2, which apparently
Electric Boogaloo.
Apparently it's going to be really good. I don't know.
Ooh.
Got quite
Are we going to get Fat Russell Crowe?
No Fat Russell Crowe, because he's dead, you see. So spoiler.
We could get his ghost. But you know his kid. Now I don't need to see that movie. I know he's dead.
But you know his kid, right? Lucius, yeah. I think. He's the gladiator in this movie.
Wait, so. I thought his kid died.
No, his kid didn't die. No. The girl's...
The woman's kid.
The woman's
okay.
kid. Not
I thought you
his
meant Russell Crowe's kid.
Kid. No, they went fucking Uncle O and Aunt Beru, those
That's
two.
That's right.
Crispy. Oh. It's like, wait, freaking Maximus' kid.
How will you explain that?
I can't explain it.
Justin said that Anthony Mackie looks like he got swole.
He did get swole. And then
I can't say swole without thinking about that guy.
If you're putting it in her shitter. In the back of a mute. Oh, I can't even do it.
Arms better be fucking swole.
On Tuesday, we do arms. yeah, but apparently they said,
need no butter when you put it in her turd cutter.
Yeah, exactly.
But your arms better be fucking swole.
Exactly. Yeah. But they talked about, they said even in the Captain America footage that like Harrison Ford made a mustache reference of like, yeah, I had to shave it to become president. And we're like, oh, okay. That's a good one. But I'm excited for that stuff. I mean, a lot of stuff came out that it sucks because you hear all this cool shit and you're like, awesome. Am I going to see it? Probably not, you know? So, yeah, not much on the news-a-roo, but Yeah, it's going to be like a little bit of a short one there. I think we might have to go into that next segment that I'm looking at right here.
Now, hold on there one second here, young fella. I was thinking about maybe the two of us get down in the old pickup truck corner and hit one of them movie places where we can go sit down and eat a tub of popcorn and check out some preview.
We're fucking hacks.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah, special guest on tonight's episode, Manager Doug.
Yeah. You know, in person. Yeah. So, trailers. The real big one that came out,
well,
obviously.
Yeah, we were on our way. I think we were on our way back from the Descendants show, and you're like, well, apparently we missed the drop of the Joker 2 trailer.
Yeah, and then I started, of course, first thing I did was I started watching it on my phone, and then I hear, and I can hear you watching it in the other room. I'm like, you watching the Joker 2 trailer? Okay. I'm going to watch
it. Yeah, but the difference is I had my dick out. No, I'm just kidding.
That's true. We should have just sat
down. Not for that movie.
Yeah, let me tell you. What? Your thoughts?
I don't. I'm worried.
Are you really? I was less worried.
Because I'm just worried it's going to be like a senseless, weird piece of, like, figure this shit out. Very, you know.
It's definitely more of like, it looks more of like a fever dream kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know, like, what's real, what's fake. Is it all in Arkham? Did they escape? Blah, 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 blah. But I think that's what's kind of, they kept the same. When I heard that they were doing a sequel and it was going to be a musical, I was like, wait, what? I was like, no, come on. What are you going
to sing?
Yeah, but at the same time, when they showed the footage, it still has that same eerie fucking Joker as the first one, but it reminds me of that old Bjork movie I talked about. Was it Dancer in the Dark?
Yeah.
How, like, she was so fucking whacked out, and then she would just break into song, like, musical stuff, but it was all in her head.
Sorry. It's just funny. The movie.
Oh, Dancer in the Dark?
Yeah.
It's such a sad fucking ending, too. She, like, you know, spoiler for a freaking... Spoiler for like a 30-year movie. She fucking gets hung at the end. And that's it. You're like, okay.
Okay.
Sing your way out of that one there, fucker.
But, right.
But I think, dude, that last shot at the end of that trailer where she does the lipstick and he kind of moves in. I mean, and that's fucking brilliant. So I have high hopes for it. I'm not like, I'm still looking more.
I don't.
Really?
I think it's just going to be nonsensical musical drivel and just, I don't know.
I hope not. I hope it's more Dancer in the Dark than it is La La Land.
Wow, I guess.
Yeah,
I
mean, we'll see. Other than that, the other one that we saw was the trailer for Maxine,
which now, I told you was the trailer before Civil War because I went to go see that on Saturday with Kat.
Yes, we're going to talk about Civil War. You're going to give us the lowdown on that shit. But
yeah.
Maxine trailer. What we talked about it was what I like about it is that each movie in this trilogy is like completely different.
Right.
And Mia Goth just fucking transforms in all these movies. Yeah. You're just like, holy shit. Looks good. Looks kind of like a Night Stalker. You know, we don't know if she's the fucking killer or, you know, still looks great.
Yeah. You know? I think she's the killer.
Yeah. It looks very Hollywood land and all that shit, but
almost like a little Boogie Nights. I'm a fucking star.
This is a giant cock.
And unlike, you know, well, in Boogie Nights, when he's like, I'm a fucking, what does he say? I'm a
fucking star.
Yeah, he says I'm a fucking star. And then she's like, I'm a fucking star.
Yeah, he whips out
I really want to know if her doing that is a reference to Boogie Nights.
Maybe, I don't know. But Ty West, man, he's the man. He's, you know, finally getting his due. He's put out a couple of really low-budget horror movies that, you know, this X-Trilogy is taken off. And,
yep. I was trying to explain it to Kate, too. I was like, oh, that's the third film. And she's like, third film what? Because we're watching the trailer. And I was like, it's the third film. I was like, it's a trilogy of movies. Like, and they were put out of order. It's like the middle one came out first, then the prequel, and then now is the sequel. And I was like...
Yeah,
you know, she's like, what movie? I was like, Pearl and...
X.
And she's like, okay, I don't know those movies.
Oh, I'd watch them again. I think I'd watch them, like, definitely before... When does this movie come out?
You know what? I probably will watch them in order before I go see this.
That's what I was thinking. You watch Pearl first, and then X, and then watch this. Because, yeah, I mean, I love both those movies, man.
Yeah.
I'm real excited about that. But, yeah, those were the only two real trailers. Like I said, CinemaCon was big this week. And a lot of people talking about footage, but like We haven't seen any footage, and they're fucking super. No, I hate super... that too.
Everybody talks about it. I mean, I'm sure somewhere on Reddit, it's up.
Yeah, but they said like there's no like they're real strict with the cell phone and the cameras and shit like that.
Right.
So I'd be surprised if something comes out. And at the same time, I really don't want to.
Innkeepers.
The Innkeepers. I've never heard of that movie. Oh, he's talking about the some of the Ty West movies, like Sacrament. Yeah, what was that one with the devil? Men? I saw the devil. Or something like that. Yeah. It was a really good one too. He's been very criminally underrated for a while.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see him finally getting his due. Anywho, yeah. So yeah, like I said, not a lot of trailers, only because the CinemaCon stuff and they don't release it. So you're like, okay. And I don't want to watch some fucking bootleg trailer.
No.
That's, you know, a lot of times you do that.
Leaked footage.
Yeah. I just wish they would just. Well, they couldn't. It wasn't really trailers as much as it was just, like, footage.
Right.
So you can't really release, like, here's the first 9 minutes of Deadpool.
You could. They have.
Sure.
They've done things like that before, where they release, like, the first 8 minutes of a movie.
IMAX does it a lot.
Yep.
I remember seeing, like, the end of the first couple minutes of The Dark Knight Rises, which was, like, kind of the best part. And you're like, okay. Yeah. So anyway, that's really it on the train.
Oh,
but you said movie-wise, you did see a new movie.
Well, I did go to the Monday mystery movie, and tomorrow's another Monday mystery movie.
Ooh, speculate.
It's date night with the wifey.
That's fun though. That's you guys are close to the theater.
It's a $5 movie, and you don't know what you're gonna see. And it's last week's was a PG, I think, or PG-13,
mm-hmm.
and it was a movie called The Long Shot.
Okay.
Yeah, The Long Game. It was basically, and I know you're not familiar with the reboot of the Magnum PI TV show, but the guy who plays Magnum in that, he's a school superintendent, former World War II soldier who is also Mexican, and he's at this school that's a primarily Mexican student school in California, and takes these kids and makes a golf team, and it's all about them, being a golf team and playing and blah blah blah, and against the odds they
four.
They win, they come in first, and still get slighted and blah blah blah. I wouldn't have gone to see it.
It was no Caddyshack, is what you're saying.
It is no Caddyshack.
Playing the ball where it lies.
It's no Bagger Vance, okay?
No, it's no Tin Cup, okay?
Slow down. Very few. You know what? It is kind of Tin Cup, because you know who else was in it?
Kevin Costner.
No.
Cheech Marin. Well, yeah.
It's so funny. The stereotype. He's in Tin Cup, but he also in this movie he plays the Mexican groundskeeper. And he's got this like cage thing over his head that he goes out and gets the balls, and the people trying to hit him when he's picking up the balls when they're practice swinging.
What was that movie where they were? It was just a scene in a movie where they were at like a driving range and they kept hitting the fucking. The driver.
Yeah.
I will fucking own you. He gets so mad.
Either Justin will tell us, golf porn. Justin will tell us, or we'll look it up after the show.
The Long Shot, the Greg Gilroy story.
Wow, yeah. Duck.
I can fucking put out Doug's eye from here.
God help whoever does an Eiffel Tower with you.
Yeesh.
Hey, dude, duck.
Yeah, watch out now.
Move to the left.
Oh, jeez. What am I going to tell the guys in the office? Anyway, proceed.
The other movie I went to see. So Kate and I went to go to the movies on. I waited. I wanted to go on Thursday. And she's like, I want to see that too. And I was like, I will wait then. We will go together. So we went Saturday to go see Civil War.
I don't need no civil war.
I guess you would call it a political thriller.
It's getting great reviews.
The whole premise is it's a dystopian kind of futuristic United States where Florida, Texas, and California have seceded from the United States.
Okay.
And become their own countries.
Texas, I could see.
Florida, I can.
Florida, I always think I want to do the old... Bugs Bunny, where he cuts it and just lets it sail off. Florida can go fucking
And I could see California because they,
they like to smell their own farts.
Yes.
As reference of a South Park episode.
That's right.
They stick their heads up their asses and start sniffing.
Have
you been into my hybrid?
And the president, I guess, in D.C. is, what's his?
Nick Offerman.
But he's like kind of holed up in D.C. and is like, basically bombing these states that have decided they want to secede from the United States. And so
let's nuke off the rest of the world. I'm going to go hide in the basement and eat some steak.
So America is in the midst of a civil war, and these journalists are trying to get to D.C. so they can do like an interview with the president and try and corner him and get him to do an interview before 4th of July when they think like the shit's going to hit the fan.
Oh, okay.
And you just see a lot of blowing up and realities of what a civil war in this country would really be like. Yeah. You know, and I think the movie would have been, I mean, I thought it was a great movie. Felt a little like at the end, you're like, I mean, I've read some of the reviews and a lot of the people are saying that the end is very like, eh. Oh, it just ends. It's just, they quickly wrapped it up. And it's like, I think that's how it would have gone. I don't want to spoil it in case you're going to go see it because you probably, no?
I don't care.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to spoil it because I don't want Justin pissed off at me.
Okay.
So, where was I going?
They are going to see the president.
So it's very like boom in your face. There's a lot of like, there's one scene where like they blow something up and then the movie is completely quiet.
Oh,
there's no sound. And I guess that's like, you know, you've just been hit with all this sound in the theater and now this would be like if you were by an explosion, you'd be deaf right now.
Yeah, they keep it very real. It's not like you know when something blows up.
I wish I had something plastic.
My boobs? I don't know.
Because at that point, boom, dead silence. The fucking people next to me opening up their candy.
Can I have some of those pieces?
Oh my god. So the people next to me were talking the whole movie. The people on the other side by Kate were talking the whole movie. And at one point, I lean over to Kate and I go, if they don't fucking stop, I'm going to tell them to shut the fuck up. She goes, just don't say anything. Don't say anything. Mm. She thought I was talking about the people next to her.
Oh.
She didn't realize the people next to me were talking. And it's like everything that happens is like someone gets shot in the head and they show.
Yeah.
And like, oh, my God. Oh, that's horrible. Oh, why would they? Ew. And they're making comments like that through the whole fucking thing. And then they're talking. So at one point, the people next to Kate are talking, and she leans over and she goes, she's like, could you guys please stop talking? I'm trying to watch a movie and it's really distracting.
Mm.
So they kind of stopped. And then like the movie's going. And then we're like at the end and it's this big climax thing. And like they are talking even louder now. And my wife finally turns and goes, oh my God, could you shut the fuck up? I'm trying to watch the movie. And I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it sucks. Like, we finally got through COVID where everybody thought the movie theaters were going away. Now they seem to be coming back, obviously, post-COVID. And it's just like, people just don't have any... It's all about them and fuck you, everybody else. Yep. It's like when you drive through a parking lot and... You're driving down a fucking lane, and people just walk right in front of you. They don't speed up. They don't move out of the way.
Never mind walk. How about you're driving through the lane, and there's the people who are like, yeah, I'm just going to drive across the parking spots and almost kill you.
Yeah, it's just like they fuck everybody else, you know? Yep. So, like, I love going to the theater. I haven't gone in a while. It sucks because, you know, I just don't have the time. But, like, if I go and I'm going to spend fucking almost $20 to go see a movie that I really want to see.
That's $20 just for you.
Yeah. And I go sit in that fucking theater, and there's a bunch of goddamn kids talking the whole time.
This one isn't even kids.
I know.
The people next to Kate had to be like, you know, like probably like 60, 70 years old.
If you want
to
talk about, like, that was always the fun thing when, like, or the funny thing is when, like, people, like, friends would go, hey, you want to go see the movie with me? And I used to go by myself a lot. Like, I didn't even go with Manal or anybody. I used to just, before I was, you know, when I was married.
Yeah.
You know, we had this agreement of, like, you don't like any of the movies I like. I don't like any of the movies you like. So I'm just going to go by myself and enjoy the movie.
Right.
And people would be like, you go to the movies by yourself? Why? And I'm like, because when the movie starts and I'm watching a movie, I ain't talking to you. Now, it sucks when you leave the movie and you want to talk about it with your friend
right.
or your girlfriend or whatever. But at the same time, I'm just like, well, you just go by yourself. I'm like, yeah, because I ain't fucking talking to you. We're not having a conversation.
Well, you could tell this movie was like really trying to drive home like, hey, guys, this is the direction this country might be heading if we keep this shit up.
Yeah.
Which I get. And there's a lot of talk about what the movie was about and what really was the story here and stuff. Mm. And it was told through the eyes of the journalist. But, like, you know, I thought we went to a Saturday, 1 o'clock, the first showing on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we're dealing with this shit in the theater.
Yeah, even Tully's saying, he's like, I started going to Saturday matinees.
This was a Saturday matinee.
Yeah.
And this shit was going down. I'm like, oh, fuck. I get so, that's like, you know what? It almost pays to wait until like 2 weeks after the movie's out and then go to the theater and see it because nobody's going to be there.
Well, nowadays, it's like, even with like Late Night with the Devil, right? I was dying to see that in Me the theater. Too. I wanted to support it in the theater, but it's coming out on fucking Shudder next week. I'm like, I'll just watch it at home. I can freaking make as much noise as I want. I can freaking play with my nuts. Who cares? You know, like...
Scratch your teeth.
But I'm not even the type. Like, when I watch a movie, some people are texting you, and when you're even watching it at home, you're just like, I just want to watch the movie. Like,
yes.
I don't want to, you know. But there are movies, like, we're going to talk about some of the TV that we did, and I like freaking talking back and forth with Manal. It's like, so... I don't know. It sucks. Like, my thing is whenever I go to a movie, like, I think the last time it was bad was, I mean, we're talking Smile, that movie Smile.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of teenagers in front of us talking. I just go, quiet.
What?
Silence. They just turn around. But I've actually done that, too. I've been like, could you shut the fuck
up? Oh, I do all the time.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. And someone on Reddit, in the Regal Unlimited thread subreddit, was like, I wish Regal would put a report a problem in the theater button.
Yeah.
Because I guess someone was in the theater and like there was nobody else in there except for this couple on the way back.
Yeah.
And the guy was obviously getting a Hummer in the middle of the theater.
Nice.
And him going, And like, it's really just inappropriate. And I was like, dude, they probably went there going, like, nobody else is going to this movie.
Yeah.
We're going to go in the back and get it on in the movie, like, you know, like Mile High Club this shit.
Yeah, why not?
You're being the cock blocker down there, dude.
Seriously, you know? You went to see freaking Alvin and the Chipmunks, the squeakquel, and, you know, sometimes shit's like, that's going to happen. I just can't see. Or they do something where now they have all these freaking recliner seats. With all the, put a button on the recliner seats, like... Like, not like a bring me a fucking sandwich, like,
reported. Yeah, but you know what the problem is people everybody. Be fucking pushing it.
Yeah.
Guy in front of me farted. Guy in front of me farted. Guy keeps eating his popcorn loud. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But I do wish they had the recliners because I like, you know when you're fighting for the armrest between you? Those recliner ones, you're not fighting for an armrest.
No.
Everybody's got their own armrest on both sides.
You know what's really funny, though, when you do go to the recliner one, if you've ever gone by yourself... Like, because they're in sections of two.
Yeah.
Like, when I went to go see Into the Spider-Verse, I went by myself, and I had to sit next to some dude. we were on a date. I'm like, what's up, dude? You know, like,
did you jerk him off?
That's the problem. You can't reach over there.
Oh,
but
that's true.
If you have what I like about, if you have the ones like that, you can lift up the old how do you do and do a little snuggle pit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
AMC, you can, yeah.
I'm gonna have to try that.
So
I don't go to AMC often. So
if you need to freaking double click the mouse at your girlfriend, you know, you just
refresh.
A brawl broke out when I saw Friday the 13th remake years ago, 11 p.m. movie, and it was over a crying baby. You know, I did. There was one time where I swear I think it was Suicide Squad, that not the good one, the fucking other one. Some girl, like teen mom, brought her crying baby into like
no,
and she was in there, and people were like, they were audibly like saying like, "Are you fucking serious?" like that, and then when she left, finally everybody started clapping.
I did that once in a theater. Did the old like, "Could you shut the fuck up?" Because this group of kids was talking, and then the entire theater started clapping.
Yeah,
and then the next day I go to work, and the freaking secretary's like, "So I heard you yelled at some kids in the theater last night." I'm like, "What?"
Oh,
I guess her daughter was like two rows in front of me when I did it.
Well, remember we always talk about the one of the things on the bottom was like, crying baby should be taken to the lobby. We'd all yell, and shot! good times. So, yeah, I mean,
those are my movies. I give Civil War a good solid 4, Pals.
Oh, nice.
It was really good.
Yeah, I do.
I want to see it again in the theater without fucking people talking the whole time, though.
I am so backlogged with movies, man. It sucks. And I always complain, like, there's no really good movies. So it's just like 8 I want to see in the theater. And I'm like, I guess I'll just wait, you know?
Yeah, I told Kate, I was like, you know, because we left the theater and there was some guy who, like, walked out in front of us leaving. And then when we were leaving, he was online at concession, and Kate's like, oh, do you think he's going to get a refill on his, because that's what we do. We get the refill on the popcorn before we come home.
Sure.
And she's like, you think he's getting a refill on his popcorn? I was like, probably, but he's probably getting a ticket for another movie. And she's like, no. And I was like, no, he looks like, it's like, dude, Kate, that guy looks like the guy who comes to the theater, goes to see one movie, gets out of it, gets a ticket. He has the Regal Unlimited pass, and we'll see like 4 movies today just for something to do.
Why not? Yeah.
And I said, that would be me. I was like, if it wasn't you and me right now, I'd seriously be considering going, I want to go see that movie, so I'm just going to go see it.
Yeah, I miss those days. Like, you always used to go in the summer because they had air conditioning.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know, living in your shitty apartment with the box fan. You're like, oh, I mean, when I went on a tour with POS, we saw every fucking movie in the theater that month. Because when you're traveling on the road, you got nowhere to go. Like, the gig ain't told, you know, you pull into a town at like noon. The gig ain't till 9, you know, so you're like, what are you going to do? We saw every fucking movie. It didn't matter what. The first Scream was out when we went to that. A lot of movies that, like, I couldn't even tell you. Like, one was Volcano. Remember Volcano?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Truth and Consequences, New Mexico. That was one. We saw every fucking movie.
But that would be me. That's why I love having the Regal, the Unlimited Pass. Because I also don't think anything of, like, oh, we're going to the movies, cool. But...
Yeah, I'm surprised that we don't, like, Manal and I, like, you know, like, there's weekends we don't have the kids. Like, you think it's just so hard to get
motivated, you know, to go when you're just sitting around on the couch with your pants around your ankles.
Not even that. It's just like, Manal and I do have similar tastes, but, like, she's not the type. And really, to be honest, I'm not really the type either that, like, unless it's, like, a fucking block, like a Star Wars or a Marvel movie or something, like, if I'm going to spend all that money, I could spend $20 and watch it at home, you know?
Well, again, that's the advantage of the Regal Unlimited Pass. Yeah. You know, it does pay for itself in 2 movies because it's like $24 a month.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Trust me, I would do it for the AMC just for, but like, yeah, because all we have is, the Regal that we have is in Cortland. It's kind of a dump.
Yeah,
and then AMC, I love in Danbury, but it's a drive. It's like 30-something, 30-minute drive just to go see a movie. I'm like, eh. You know, especially now when these movies come out literally on demand, like a month later. So, damn. What are you going to do? But anyway, that's it for the movies, huh? We got to talk about the big one.
Okay, before
TV.
We get to the big one, can I just tell you about this stupid fucking... You ever like looking for something to watch? And you're like, there's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And then you click like the Netflix TV shows and something comes up as like there's the little TV shows tab.
Yeah.
And like, let me see what they got TV shows. Maybe I'll binge something simple.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, the banner ones, that first thing. You're like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, I'm intrigued. I'll watch it. It was a fucking show. And I found out it was from 2020, I think. And it was one season and then canceled. And people lost their fucking mind because people loved the show.
Which show is it?
It's called Julie and the Phantoms.
Julie and the Phantoms.
It's about this girl whose mom had died. And the show starts with this band. About to play the Orpheum in, I guess, what is that, Los Angeles, the Orpheum Theater?
I think so, yeah.
In Hollywood. That's where it is. Mm. Playing the Orpheum in Hollywood. And they're like, oh, let's go get some trunk dogs before we, some street dogs before we play. And they go outside and get these hot dogs and eat them and then wind up dying from fucking bad hot dogs. And then fast forward to 2020, and that was like 1995. Fast forward to 2020, and, you know, her mom's dead and she's very sad and she was a singer and wrote songs with her mom and stuff, and boom, the ghosts of these kids show up in her garage because she's living in the house that they used to rent out and be in the garage, and now she starts a band with them, and when they play with her, people can see them. So she'll start playing, and they'll pop up and be playing behind her, and then when the song's over and they take about, boom, they disappear.
Huh.
And everybody thinks that they're holograms.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot more to the show than that, but it's like it's very like... Kid in the Band, was that the show? About the kid who was in a band with a bunch of old rockers.
Was it the movie Rockstar with Ray Wilson?
Well, it was a TV show. I told on stage. It very much reminded me of those like Hannah Montana slash like Kicking It and shows. The Nickelodeon years. I hate saying it. But it was a good
Nickelodeon show without the pedophilia.
It really reminded me of those. It had cheesy special effects and just...
Sounds cool.
It's one of those, you start watching it like, this is so bad, but I can't stop watching it.
It's kind of like Loudermilk, where not that it was so bad, it's good. It was kind of like, you just discover these. The problem is that there's just so much shit on TV that I can't, I'll sit there, because whenever the kids come over, Zoe loves watching Netflix documentaries with me. And Manal, and she's like, we're going to watch a Netflix documentary this weekend? I'm like, yeah. And we just, like, we were flipping. We started watching one. I didn't even mention it in the TV because I fell asleep. I was just
like, that's where we're at now, TV.
Yeah. I couldn't even tell you what it was. It was like something about Lost and Found. Like, there was, anyway, it was good, but it was like, it was the same thing. It was like four parts. And then the first, it was about missing persons.
Okay.
And there was this guy. He looked real sus, right? Because the mom disappears. The son is like an Iraq vet. And like immediately when she's disappearing, like he doesn't report her missing. The son's ex-wife does. She's such a sweet lady. And you know, like, so he, all of a sudden after she disappears, like... He puts the house on Facebook Marketplace. He's burning all this stuff. Like, and people are like, oh, like the police are like, I don't know, man, it's looking kind of sus, you know, like, and they get a search warrant, you know, they go through all this stuff.
You fell asleep during you remember a lot of it.
It was a four part thing. This was like the first part, and then they go to another one, and I'm like, I fell asleep because I was like, I didn't care. But this one story was good, so I'll tell you about this. So They go through the search warrant. They can't find anything. They get the guy. They question him for days, and he's just like, I didn't do it. But he's like real whacked out. Like, he's just doing like fucking sus stuff, you know. So he does that, and then finally, I don't know how it. I mean, because I was like in and out of it, but like what happens is that they get this lead, and they go and they find the missing person.
Oh,
she fucking was like, my son's nuts. All he does is drink and do drugs. And she's like, I just took off and didn't tell anybody where I was going. And I moved into this new place because I just wanted to get away from him. And please don't tell him where I am.
Like, oh, my God.
So they did. They were like, they were so, because they were convinced she was dead. Because they found a blow up mattress. Because apparently, like, he was abusing his mom.
Right.
And... he had all these people coming over, drug addicts and shit, and she was just, like, trapped in her own house. And they found, going through all the stuff, they found an air mattress, because the guy was like, yeah, it was weird. Like, the mom was, like, sleeping on an air mattress in the living room. Like, she wasn't even in the rooms. And they found blood all over the air mattress, so you're like, oh, she's fucking dead. But she wasn't. At the end, they found her in some other fucking town, and then the policewoman was walking around, and she looks and she goes... Because she's following up on a lead, and she's like, oh, my God, is that her? And she just starts walking that way. And she's like, ma'am, we got... And she's like, I didn't think anybody cared. Like, I didn't think anybody cared. I just took off and moved into this other place, and please don't tell him where I am. And they did.
You got to find out what this show is called so I can tell Kate about it, because she'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll find it on my Netflix, like, what I watched and stuff. I think it was called Lost and Found or something like that. Right. It was all about missing persons, but, like... It was weird. Like, they had four episodes. The first episode was that one story. And then it kind of bled into the second episode. And then it was like a missing 10-year-old. And I'm like, and that's when I fell asleep. I was like, yeah.
Kate loves those shows.
Oh, I do too.
All right, let's
talk about
the elephant in the room.
The missing nose in the
fucking
room.
Ghoul.
It's a motherfucking ghoul.
The motherfucking ghoul. Fallout.
Yes. Now, you watched the whole thing. And then I was like, I like to space mine out, and I'm like, I'll just watch one a day, and then I'll catch up. But then, like, today, I was just like, all right, I'm going to watch all four.
I was watching it with Kat. We watched the first episode together, and then I wanted to watch the second one. She's like, oh, you want to watch the second one? I was like, yeah. She's like, I'm kind of tired, and I was like, oh, okay. And she just looks at me. She goes, you're going to watch all of it, aren't you? And I go, yeah. Of course I am. Holy shit, dude. Yeah. I fucking love that. Just when I thought they couldn't adapt a video game to TV better than they did with Last of Us.
Yeah.
I think this is an even better adaptation.
Video game adaptations are all of a sudden becoming a renaissance now, yep. where it's like they were always dog shit. I think you know what it is that...
They stayed true to the story. You know, it helps that Fallout has a good story.
Yes.
And I think they took from the formula of Fallout. Look, you're playing Fallout.
Yeah.
Some of the most memorable shit from fucking Fallout was all the fucking side missions.
Oh, yeah.
And she just kept getting side missioned.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in this thing kept getting side missioned with what they were doing. And I think that's what kind of made it. It's like we didn't lose sight of the main mission, but at the same time, the side missions made you kind of forget, oh, yeah, that's right. She's on her way to, like, go find her dad.
Yeah. I mean, it was great for the fact that I remember when the trailer came out, we watched the trailer, and I was like, wow, this looks really good, to the point where I've never played Fallout, and I started playing the game and fell in love with the game.
You're not alone.
It's a storyline. And then now this TV show comes out, and I'm like, oh, the all the scenery, like, what was it was like the Rocket Cafe or something like that.
Right.
That was from the game, like the where the wristband things, like
Pep Boys.
All of it was just freaking like spot on. But the story wasn't like I thought the story itself, like, and I love it for the fact that it's like it's very 50s, but it's like, but then there's robots and it's like you can't really tell, like, it, you know, as you go on watching the show. It's like 2077 or something like that. But, like, at the time it happens, it's like, this looks like it happened in the 50s. But yet there's robots and weird, like, the technology is there, but it's almost old kind of 50s stuff, which I love that aesthetic. Like, that was just really cool.
I think it's that mixture of, like, futuristic kind of technology.
Yeah.
With... Well, almost like a steampunk kind of feel, like they do with Star Wars, where it's like you've got like these people living in wooden huts, but they've got wrist communicators.
Yeah, very similar to that, where it was just like, it's just a perfect story of like, you know, there's a threat of nuclear war, and back then in like the 50s and 60s, there was always that threat where it was kind of like, you know, Big Red was going to freaking nuke us, and everybody started building fallout shelters. So this company decides, let's build these freaking things, like these luxury freaking shelters. And I know in the game, like, it happens and then you run into the shelter and you're able to stay there and, you know.
Retrofuturism. That's what it is.
Retrofuturism. Thank you there, Tolly. Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was an amazing story. You know, Walter Goggins, man.
Holy God. What a fucking gem motherfucking that guy is.
Man. He is so good in this show.
He's so good in everything.
And I never realized that the main character was the girl from Yellowjackets.
Yep.
Because she had black hair instead of the blonde.
Yellowjackets, she's got blonde hair.
Yeah, well, I forget her name.
And then she's got no hair, and then she's got crispy hair.
Yeah, and she's a little, she looks like a Purdue chicken.
She's a Purdue chicken.
Maximus gave me very Finn from Star Wars vibes.
Yes.
Of like, I'm going to pretend I'm somebody else and then I'll tell the girl that I like that I lied. And, you know, it didn't help that he looked just like freaking John Boyega. I was like, you know, that whole, but yeah, the storyline, just the.
And it stays very true to the video game in all the ways that you love.
Mm-hmm.
But like you were saying, it's like, it doesn't. Playing the video game doesn't ruin it, and it doesn't ruin the game because it's just a different story.
Yeah.
And you were saying, like, you know, there's hundreds of vaults out there, so they could tell all different stories from these vaults.
Yeah.
Because we never got an explanation of how, like, the tech from the vault wound up in those shops.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be, like, other people have left the vaults before, or they raided the vaults like you saw in it. Mm-hmm. But it didn't look like they were raiding the vaults and taking any of the technology. I don't think they gave a shit about that.
No, it's more of, like, the Brotherhood is more of, like, taking that technology.
Right.
That's their whole spiel. But, the Vault Dwellers, like, it's so funny. Like, she comes out, and you got to think about it. Like, these people have been in these vaults generations and generations. It's, like, 200 years or something like that, right?
I mean, right.
You know, we get to the freaking... I mean, you know, the father was cryogenically freaking, you know, he did an alien. He freaking
froze himself, and the mother too, right?
Yeah, yeah, because so. They were saying even the woman who ran 33,
right?
She originally came from 31. Everybody that came from 31, when you get in there, And that's so wild. Like, they open up the vault, and you have no idea what's on that other side.
Yeah.
You just kind of walk in. I mean, when they went into 32, it was freaking destroyed.
Yep.
And then they go back in, and it's all nicey nice because they moved everybody to 30. Like, okay, some people will be 32, some will be 33. And he walks in, and he's just like, wow. He even said it to the overseer?
The overseer.
He's like, did a good job cleaning this place up because it was, like, destroyed.
Yep.
And they blamed it on the rebels, but it was actually just, just the other people. And it was really
wild. They found out the truth.
And the let me tell you, the ending was, like, I didn't see that coming at all. You know, I thought it was just going to be a typical. And the ghoul starts out as, like, he's just such a fucking badass.
Yep.
And then by the end, he's like almost like the hero. He's just like, come on, we're going to go find my family, and we're going to go find your fucking piece of shit father. And, you know, and then Maximus becomes freaking Night Maximus.
Night Maximus.
You know, and he always falls into it. Like, I don't know. His character's great. All the characters were awesome.
Oh, yeah. And I love the way they actually took the time to build each character in the beginning, but that wasn't the entire episode.
No.
Like, they were like, look, we're going to tell you all about this character, but that's not going to be the entire episode. We'll still give you, and again, like, the side missions.
They did a lot of the flashbacks for him, like, how
and
he
was
got
very
into
effective.
It. Yeah, yeah. And, and then the fact that, again, you grew up in this vault. That's all you know.
Yep.
And then you don't know, like, it's kind of like that 10 Cloverfield Lane where it's just like, I don't know what the hell's out there, you know? And then she's like, I got to get my dad, so I'm going to freaking risk it. And they're like fish out of water stuff. They're all like living in a vault where everything's hunky-dory. And it's like a fucking, it's like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, you know? And that lady in there's like, I thought all you vaulties were fucking dead, you know? Like, because I've been in there for 200 years. Nobody could really get in. So they see this girl walking around with the blue suit like, hi, everybody. You know, and they're like, you're from the vault? I thought all you assholes were dead.
And apparently the Xbox and PlayStation versions, like next week or the week after, are getting an upgrade.
Yeah, I think
they're remastering them and upgrade items and quests and shit like that. They're adding more to it. The game has taken off. I was reading somewhere that like it got like a huge online boost, people downloading it and playing it since the series came out.
And it's on Game Pass, so it's like you don't even have to pay for it. So I downloaded that and Fallout 75, which I didn't get into yet. I'm still playing the regular Fallout 4.
Yeah, I heard Fallout 75 number. Fallout 4 was where it was at, man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah, I heard that was good, too.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm real excited, and, like, even when I was, like, it was funny because we watched it, and I guess she didn't realize that the last one was the finale, and it was getting close to leaving time, and she's like, can we just wait to watch the last episode? And I was like, that was it. That was the last episode. She's like, really? What about this? What about this? What about this? And I'm, like, trying to explain to her.
Season
like,
two?
I'm like, yeah, I was like, season two, man. But it's such a great storyline, man. I was super surprised and happy that I had a new show to watch, but sucked because it all came out at once. I wanted it week to week.
Sorry.
Talk about it a little
sorry.
Bit.
Sorry.
Yeah. But then everything after that was just X-Men 97 for you kids that watched that last episode. You know, let's
give me the skinny because I didn't watch it.
Fucking Gambit bites it. He's dead.
Nice. Good. Yeah. Fuck Gambit.
Yeah, and Magneto apparently is dead. But
allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. But, you know, they never die because comics. You
comics.
Know,
they'll because come comics. Back.
But, I'm like I said, like last week, I am surprised as shit that I love this show so much. It reminds me of the old X-Men comic books.
Okay.
With the fucking, you know, the Morlocks.
I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah. It's in that era where I started collecting X-Men, so I'm taking it a lot.
Back
as
in the
cheesy
day.
As cheesy as it can be, you know? What are you going to do? But, hey, you got something to watch. Oh, that Bad Batch is still killing it.
Is it, though? This week's episode just seemed kind of meh.
I don't remember much of it.
Exactly.
They went to go get the fucking guy, so now they're on another side quest.
They got
quest.
The guy, and she's in the fucking jail cell with the other kids.
Yep.
Which, you know,
kind of went nowhere.
It was like, I got nothing new.
Yeah.
It was just like you said, it went nowhere.
Yeah.
We got that guy who was in the back in the day was the fucking asshole guy that they caught and put in prison.
Yep.
Who switched.
So then they're escaping from prison because he has to know what Tantus is, but then he wants something from them, so they got to do this. So it's like another fucking scabbity-boo.
Yeah.
You know, so... Yeah, just that's what I've been watching. Is I watched all Fallout, X-Men 97, Invincible's over. Yeah. So what's next, really?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else. It's coming up, but we'll have to wait for The Acolyte. That's not until June.
Well, what about Greg's music?
Yeah, well, we could do that.
I'm going to have to do some fucking... weird editing this week.
Why is that?
Because my SD card is full.
Oh, that's not all that's full. Your balls are full. Anyway.
I don't know how the fuck my SD card is full.
I don't know. SD, Special Delivery Jones. What are you going to do? Not that much in the music department out there. Like I said, couple of singles. The band, they're a local band, Sackison Adjacent. Band called The Human Fund. They put out some singles. One is called Circa 1994. The other one is called Human Crisis. They're good, man. They're like kind of a punk sounding band. They're like, we'll see if we can get that shit going.
Are they on the Spotify list?
Good stuff. More of a local band. Yeah, I put Circa 1994 on there, I think. Even got like a cool little video with it. It's all neat. I just put it on right now. I lied. But yeah, check out The Human Fun, man. They're really cool. They got a really good sound. Another single came out, Kerry King, Residue. Mm. It's kind of weird because now Slayer is not reunited, but they're doing some shows. So right before Kerry King's putting his new album out, and you're like, okay.
Okay.
I mean, they got the singer from Death Angel. It's good stuff, but it sounds like Slayer. I mean, it's not reinventing the wheel any. Other than that, Hot Water Music put out some more music. Two more songs called Side of the Road. The other one is called Chewing on Broken Glass. I'm super excited to see them next month. A lot of the stuff on this album is different. Like, Side of the Road doesn't even sound like them. It's like... similar to it, but I didn't put any of the song on there just because we got a couple of Hot Water Musics on there. And then we'll do a little bit of this.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, what is this? Huh? This is whack. I can't get jiggy with this shit.
Oh. I thought you were dead.
Hey, kids. Crowded House has a new song.
Who? Who?
Don't Dream It's Over. You know, that one-hit wonder band?
Oh, yeah.
They have another song out called Teenage Summer. Okay, you guys are 60.
I was going to say, aren't they a little old for a teenage summer?
Right. All right. Yeah, not great. I mean, they have, you know, Don't Dream It's Over and Something So Strong from that one album that were great. The rest has been a little dry. Another one of our friends.
We have friends?
I guess. I mean, they kind of associate with us. Spike Polite and Sewage.
Ooh.
They came out with some stuff on there. They have an album out called Punk Not Dead. They have that great song, Whatever Happened to Punk Rock, which I am putting on the playlist as we speak. I'm a little backed up here. All their other songs are called Instagram's Your Mirror, TikTok Addiction, Facebook Makes Me Sick, YouTube is for Nazis. I guess these guys really hate social media. Really right. Cool guys, man. When they played at SOS too.
Twitch is a bitch.
Twitch is a bitch, yeah. They just... Shark Attack mix. All right, cool. Really, that was the only stuff that I saw. I saw you put one song on. I mean, Exodus has a live song.
Did I put a song on the list?
I saw something on the list.
No, I put that on last week, though.
Oh.
Are you talking about the Milktown?
Milktown? Yeah, I guess that's what we're... Oh, that's that song, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, we'll try. Like I said... nothing really new, except for a couple of singles, man. So it's been pretty quiet. So Cheap indeed. We'll have to watch the long shot golf porn when they show it.
Foursome. Long shot porn.
Fucking Tully's on fire today.
Anyway, we pretty much did it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to master this episode directly from the video because it stopped recording on the board because like SD card full.
Oh, SD card is full.
I gotta remember to frequently unload the freaking files onto the server behind me.
You gotta unload that stuff. Oh, yeah. You can't be fold up like that.
No,
man.
I can't be.
Skate, motherfucker. That's how it goes. But yeah, anyway, we did it again, man. We're a little sluggish, but you know what? We still had a good time. We still love each other. We still like to do this podcast. So go into heypalwhatsnew.com. Click on there. There's the Spotify playlist where you can listen to all the stuff we put on the music part. You can listen to the newest episode. You can buy a Gruel Master t-shirt or maybe a Corey shirt.
I'm a thirsty hamster.
I'm a thirsty hamster. Like I said, got to put out some more of the Donger Deli ones, all those classics. Yeah, support us by buying a shirt. You know, we're not really doing anything with the Patreon at all. We're just kind of... We're trying to work things out, but, you know, we're doing good, man. We like it. We like this shit, man. It's really cool.
Right.
I think I just had a stroke. Till I smell burnt toast.
I was about to say, ladies and gentlemen, I think Greg just had a stroke.
This one.
It's got every sense.